Hello, my friends. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 206, Nothing Can Separate. I want you to hear these words. Let them land, for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. Paul is not writing poetry here. He is making a declaration, and he opens it with a word that shuts the door on every doubt, I am sure. Not I hope it's true, not I think so, most days, I am sure. And that certainty did not grow in easy soil. Paul wrote this after prison, after shipwreck, after beatings, after being left for dead. What he carries is not seasonal optimism. It is a faith hammered into shape by walking with Christ through all of it and watching Christ not fail. And then he builds that list. Death, life, angels, rulers, things present, things to come, height, depth. Does this sound like too much? It isn't. Paul is sweeping through the entire universe, every category that exists, every force you can name, and placing every single one on the same side of the equation, the losing side. There is no hidden exception. There is no crack in the promise. There is no fine print at the bottom that says except in your particular case. And notice where this love has its home. In Christ Jesus our Lord. The love of God is not a vague force drifting through the cosmos, a general goodness that might reach you if the conditions are right. It has an address. It has a face. It has a cross. And the cross is the final, unrepeatable proof that this love does not back down. Not before your weakness, not before your past, not before your death. Now stay with this, because it is made for today. That uncertain future that is frightening you, the thing that hasn't happened yet, but that you keep turning over in your mind at night, Paul already put it on the list. Things to come, what has not yet arrived, holds no power to break what God has established. The future is not a bigger threat than the one the cross already answered. And there is something else in this passage that moves me deeply. We are not merely gripped by God's hand, like someone dangling over an edge. We are loved by Him. There is a vast difference between being held by force and being wrapped in an affection that never gives up. God is not tolerating you. He is loving you. Those are two completely different things. So here is the call for today, and I want you to take it seriously. Before breakfast, name one thing that has been weighing on you. It might be your health, a relationship, your finances, your future. Choose that one thing and say out loud directly to it, not even you can separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Don't whisper it. Say it. Let the promise speak louder than the fear, because it can, and it will. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.